InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
You're gonna do a Sieg Heil? You're gonna do a Heil Hitler?
To foster and impart the required principles of leadership and tradition.
Thank you. My heart goes out to you.
You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles?
We have AOC, we have Pocahontas, we have them all making this hand gesture.
We've got the plan, they've got the fear, and we will not relent to them. We will not bow down to them. We will keep fighting for a better future.
Thank you, Massachusetts, for the great honor of serving as your senator. Thank you, guys.
Roe v. Wade was enacted because we're not going back.
That's crazy.
We're not going back.
Definitely taking it to a higher level. I'd say his support is about up there, right around here. And we're over here, somewhere up there.
And the left is so deceptive that if I make a Roman salute, and the Romans did this too, and then thousands of years later, Mussolini did this. And so Hitler kind of copied Mussolini in the uniforms and the goose stepping and all of it. And so that's the salute. But forevermore, that's the Nazi salute. Now, I'm demonstrating it. People will take that and say Jones is making Hitler salutes. No, I'm demonstrating it. Like if I say UT football is hook 'em horns, and that doesn't always mean you're worshiping the devil. Actually, it goes back to Italy as well, as you ward off the devil with it. It's the opposite of that. You actually study where that comes from. But my enemies, both on the fake left and fake right, will now take those images, and they will say that I was hailing Hitler and worshiping the devil. No, it's all the intention. I don't think Elon Musk is a secret Nazi. I don't think Trump is a secret Nazi. But at a certain point, the way Musk did it, where he, you know, snapped to and all the rest of it. And, you know, like Dr. Strange said, Mein Führer, I can walk. You know, like, boom, hits his chest and then salutes. But it is a classic human salute. It's like when I've raised my fist before at right-wing events, I saw in right-wing news articles like 25 years ago, Jones is really a communist. He's making a raised fist. No, the raised fist is an ancient symbol of resistance. And I know most of the audience knows that. You're probably like, we're not 5 years old, Alex. We know that. I know, but people take things out of context to deceive. And so they will take all that out of context. But I'm being honest. The Elon thing looks deliberate. I don't know about Trump. Let's roll the video with audio of Trump just 30 minutes ago.
Mr. President, what do you want to build? What are you trying to build?
What?
Sir, do you approve?
You say more missiles?
Are you building missiles?
What?
Come on, Dad.
That was not intentional. He's saying missiles. That's a classic way to describe your firing missiles is. So, and I'm not even defending Trump. That is my take. We can get Daniel List, our journalist, take on that. But this is going to be a new giant obvious fiasco, and then we start with the memes. Please get somebody in there to take Trump doing that and then put up AOC doing it, Elizabeth Warren, they've all done it, and then put on there, we're all Hitler now. Put it out immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more big action that just broke from the Justice Department showing they're going in the right direction on draining the deep state swamp. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue in my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950. Half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like a ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, Lord, can you make folks
cry? All right, let me tell you what's coming up. We've got this big doctor on with the experts on the exploding cancers of the poison shots at 1:30. Call Sarah for the incredible FBI whistleblower. Who put major pressure on all these evil J6 leaders of the conspiracy against Trump and the American people that got brought in somehow. They all got fired in the last hour. So if everybody telling us, you need to stop bitching about the Justice Department, you need to trust Patel and Bongino. You need to trust Pam Bondi. Yeah, well, you know what Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So, I want Cash Patel to deliver the goods. My enemies are Trump's enemies. They're trying to put me in prison, destroy my country, and start nuclear war. I want Bondi to be for real. But I'm going to call it like I see it. And as everybody's seeing, when we are a putting the feet into the firing, when we are a pressuring, not a panicking, we are getting our agenda a delivering. So I love the neocons and the left, the Israeli lobby. As soon as we all got upset, and most of you got upset about Iran and them trying to get us into full war, they just said, you need to be quiet. You're MAGA imposters and all these people that were never Trumpers, and want you to take poison shots and were for lockdowns and who also, you know, supported getting rid of free speech, you know. They are the real Trump supporters, okay? Alex Jones, one of the first to endorse Trump, the guy that built the major Tea Party movement with Ron Paul on record, mainline sociology textbooks. You need to shut up. You just fell off a turnip truck in town, buddy. Nobody knows who you are, okay? When Roger Stone was warning Trump, who's he? He's only known him 50 years as wingman. We're not going to listen to Trump's wingman and top political advisor for 50 years. We're not going to listen to Alex Jones. Who's he? Just 31 years on air in the trenches, paid the dues, got the battle scars to prove it, delivering the goods. This is a 9 trillion, quadrillion, gazillion chess run by JFK Jr. from a command base on the moon. Horse Pucky. We are in a tug of war over the Trump administration. And I'm not abandoning the Trump administration. And I'm not taking my ball and going home and crying to my mommy. I'm not taking my toys out of the sandbox. This is my sandbox. This is your sandbox. This is our country. And we put Trump in there to restore the republic. And he's doing a great job on almost every front. But when he's got 3 million people under him and all sorts of different operatives that do all this sideways crap, we are going to spotlight that big time, and you're spotlighting it, we're spotlighting it, and we're winning. So, three weeks ago, phones blow up, all hell breaks loose. We have lawyers on about it. They're involved in lawsuits against Pfizer and others. And we're like, we don't know what Kennedy's doing. We don't know why. He said he was banning these mRNA shots, and they just approved 2 of them. And I said, I'm going to give him time. He needs to get on X and say what's happening. And I haven't seen him in a few days. Oh, he's on vacation. He came back early from vacation, fired all their asses, fired the whole board, fired the 2 bureaucrats that did it, and then just banned every damn mRNA shot in development 2 days ago. And the day before that, he banned all thimerosal in the regular vaccines that are real so-called vaccines. And that's huge. So you don't, every time something doesn't go our way, they're screwing us, Kennedy's a traitor, it's all over, run for the hills, oh my God, we're... No, this is a real revolution. We got a lot of our people in there, but we don't have full control. So we're in a fight, like in a battle on a ship. We got Trump elected. We've got rifle control of the ship. But a third or 40% of the ship is mutinous, so we got to have a fight with them. And then we're not going to hang them or make them walk the plank. After, we're just going to put them in the little dinghy and say, you just find your way home now. We're going to set your ass down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Bye-bye. You'll go get in your little boatie. You're the captain now. Bye-bye. Have fun. Good luck. I wouldn't land at any of these islands around here. They got headhunting pygmies. So, there we are. Breaking bloodbath. Ooh, I like that headline. FBI fires former acting director Brian Driscoll. Senior officials involved in Jan 6 cases and Trump investigations. And you know who's been representing all these lawyers? You know what lawyers representing all the J6 FBI agents that have been targeted for investigation for before, during, and after? So we know the FBI ran the attacks. The CIA and others? Oh, the very same law firm suing me out of Connecticut is their law firm. Oh, that the FBI admits they went to and created the lawsuits. Oh. That's why the Justice Department contacted me about this months and months ago and said, and I said, man, isn't there bigger fish to fry than them persecuting me? And they're like, no, they got sloppy with you. So, yeah, they put in former acting director Driscoll, acting director in charge of Washington field office, Steve Jensen, and special agent Walter Giordana have all been fired. Walter Garrida hunted down Trump advisor Peter Navarro. And it goes on and on. So another delicious sign. And what did I say? Guys, look up the exact date. It's 35, 36 days ago. How long ago was it on that Sunday night they leaked to Axios, because nobody was willing to do it themselves, that I said it was administration doing it that night. It's fake. It's not real. And I'm like, the next morning, I go, no, it's real. They were, all of them were scared to put their name on it. That's why it was unsigned. It was pure crap. Epstein killed himself. He wasn't a human trafficker. There wasn't any blackmail. There were no accomplices. Oh, there was accomplices in federal prison for it. Ghislaine Maxwell. I said, no, it's Trump. I said, he's probably made a deal with the CIA and FBI because, you know, he was working for both of them, as well as Mossad, Epstein. And I said within a few days, I said, the fact that they double-crossed Trump when he had said, okay, go ahead and sweep it under the rug. We don't want to crash the stock market. And I later learned that's what it was. That's what at least Trump told people. Let's just say implied. He's very slick. And then they turned around and implicated him with no evidence. I said, oh, that just puts the cherry on top. That ensures he's going to indict all these people. And then Trump's walking around off Marine One the other day. Going, they go, sir, do you know about the DOJ and all these grand juries they've now impaneled for the first time? Not criminal referrals, the DOJ going to grand juries. When they do that, they're coming for an indictment. They're asking for one. And Trump goes, oh, no, I don't know anything about that. I told you I smell blood. Blood in the water, blood on the streets, blood up to my ankles. There's blood on the street, it's up to my ankles. There's blood on the street, it's up to my knees. Down in the town of Chicago. So, very, very nice. And we spotlight them, and they go. So, a lot of shakeups going on. And I said, Trump needs to go with releasing all the different pockets of Epstein stuff. It's not like one file. It's all over the place. These court cases, all of it, grand juries, everything. And I said, watch, the Democrats are trying to block it. And now they're trying to block it all. And then Trump did what he did again yesterday. Not good. And it's a fourth. I learned about this last night at about, I got home about 7. I see it at about 5, but I had to go to a legal meeting at 5 to 7. And trying to shut us down next Wednesday. And I sat back, I read for about an hour, and I went, is this the third or fourth time he's totally, I went and looked it up. It's 4 times Trump's done a 180 on this. And the guys, you look it up, when did they put out the first memo from the DOJ? Did you guys look that up for me? Sunday, July 5th. I said 35 days. No, it was 33 days ago. My memory said 35, just wrong, 33. So in 33 days, he has done 180s 4 times. And again, Trump is very smart. And when he's wrong on things, he doesn't have the information, he gets up to speed quickly. So I've been up here saying this is not quadrillion D chess, but it is making all the Democrats demand everything be released, but now they're saying they don't want it. Now the Republicans are subpoenaing everybody, and it's hurt him in the polls, so I don't think he's consciously doing it. Then, and I've never seen any evidence of him there. You've got all at least 10 women that were admitted victims saying they never saw him at the island, never saw anything wrong. Reportedly, the grand jury stuff all says that. Then what was it? The Jane Does, his wife's a hooker, which she's not, works with Epstein, which she didn't. I predicted that a month ago. That came out in the last week. Now they've had to retract. I predict it was recycled. He got pissed. No, the CIA and FBI came to him. Because the FBI was in control of the domestic file. The CIA was running the operations with Mossad. Remember how many times I've told you, Epstein worked for the FBI too. I told you that like 15 years ago. Now that's been released 2 days ago. So again, I'm not trying to defend Trump. There's a lot of pieces here. But none of my great sources, none of the great brains. Kyle Servin doesn't think Trump's implicated. Nobody does. So why is he doing it? Well, I was told, and I'll just say it, it wasn't really off record. He just said, don't give us particulars. Roger told me 6 months ago, he said, you're never getting the Epstein stuff. And I said, why? He goes, well, I'm not going to give you the sources, but the CIA. And it's a deal with Israel. And you can imagine where that information comes from. And I'm just like, man, that's dangerous. I'm like, I don't morally agree with that, but that he better, you know, they're going to double cross. They're going to try to use. He's, I know. And I said, you just watch. And he goes, no, you're always right. And he said, yeah. And Roger ran up there a few weeks ago and spent 7 days with him to get him educated on this stuff and said, you got to release it all. You got to do it. And Trump came out and did the right thing, and the subpoenas are going out. Everything's happening. The Democrats are flipping. The judge is trying to block it. And then Trump's sitting there and gets hit with the question yesterday and goes back to the pissed off Trump. I posted a meme that shows different types of headaches, like migraine, stress, and, you know, maybe pull up the meme. And then one of them, you know, because there's different parts of the head, you know, the brain that are associated with those headaches, where it's red here, red here, red there. Hypertension. And one is Trump talks about Epstein and the whole head's red. It's like, I don't agree with covering this up because it's so damaging. I'm honest to tell people that's what it appears to be and what I've been told from not just Stone. And then you've got to make the exact wrong move to put gasoline on the fire. Yeah, types of headaches, migraine, stress, hypertension, and Trump talking about Epstein. I mean, holy Toledo. And I remember, you know, when they appointed all these J6 captains that set the whole thing up, ran it, then the cover-up, the persecution. I'm like, we got to get them fired. This is terrible. You know, it looks like it's kind of the New York FBI mafia, as it's called in the Bureau. Looks like because, you know, both Bongino and Patel come out of there. That's what's happening. This is wrong. People are like, it's 5 trillion chess. Shut up. Of course, we're proving right now they're all fired. So again, I keep hyping this, not to say I'm right, to say you have power as constituents. You're smart with your congresspeople and your mayors and Trump. When you don't like something, and we're all basically in alignment on these issues, the public's educated, Trump supporters are, then exercise your power. If you're renting an apartment and you're paying rent and the air conditioner's broke, and you call and say, please fix my air conditioner, and they don't come for 2 days to do it, you go and say, you're taking $500 off my rent every day it's not fixed. Or you're going to give me my deposit back and give me a month to move out of this rat hole. If you don't bitch about the air conditioning being broke, it ain't going to get fixed. If your 10-year-old isn't doing their homework and you don't take their allowance or, you know, they get smart mouth, whoop their ass, you're going to get a deadbeat on your hands. It is so fundamental. And the establishment Republicans want us to shut up about all these wars and about all the bad stuff we see that's starting to happen. And most of the time when we get on Trump's ass, he finds out about what's happening and fixes it. Trump learned they got a bunch of J6 engineers at the FBI highest levels. Who the hell did that? And now Trump's snooping around. And I can guarantee you, whoever brought those guys in is in a lot of trouble. And I predict major shakeups in the next 6 months to a year at the FBI. He didn't want a diversion or distraction right now from his overall global agenda of peace and the economy and the border and rebooting America's confidence and breaking the spell of us having low morale. Demoralization. But I predict 2 out of 3 of the attorney general and the FBI director, I predict 2 of those 3 is gone by this time next year. Put it in the bank. Another Alex Jones prediction. So here is Trump flipping out. Here it is. Clip 14.
Vice President Pence hosting a gathering this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation.
Is he working on what?
Is he hosting some kind of gathering of top advisors this evening to talk about how to respond to the Epstein situation?
I don't know. I could ask you that question. I don't know of it, but I think here's the man, right?
I saw it reported today, and it's completely fake news. We're not meeting to talk about the Epstein situation, and I think the reporter who reported it needs to get better sources.
Look, the whole thing is a hoax. It's put out by the Democrats because we've had the most successful 6 months in the history of our country. And that's just a way of trying to divert attention. Yeah, please.
A new Gallup poll said.
All right, now I like Andrew Schultz. We're friends, been on his show many times. And, you know, gone out to dinner and stuff. He's a really smart guy, one of my favorite comedians, especially when it's just impromptu. People ask him questions. He's the best. But he's a really smart guy. But all these other people, even talk show hosts, even reporters, they kind of guess what they think's going on. I have a long history of study. I have thousands of sources. I already pretty much figure stuff out. Then I call and check with trusted people that have the best track records of being accurate to see if I'm right. And usually I am. Then I augment my information. I'm a little bit wrong or wrong. So everybody's speculating, oh, has Trump been threatened by the CIA? And that's happened with past presidents. No, with Trump, it's not that. Trump's been threatened with the economy crashing to say, okay, the Epstein thing is a big disaster. It's too old. They've got other fish to fry. They've got other people they want to go after in current issues. They want to find the kids that are missing, which they are, that were brought in by Mayorkas. That's moving into the front burner. I mean, I've been told this by DOJ people before this scandal even broke. I'll stop there. So when you're hearing me say something, you're talking to somebody that is in the know. It's not like I'm somebody in an intelligence agency that gets fed intelligence. I'm lower-level intelligence. I don't work for an intelligence agency. I am the InfoWar. I am the private independent intelligence agency. And I write the analysis, okay? Live on air and on the telephone with people. Comprende? It's like in the prisoner, he's had his memory wiped for a reason he made, and he gets taken to the island, and then he says, who's number one? Who's in charge here? And they go, you are number two. You are number one, number two. And he only learns in the last episode that, oh, he had his memory wiped. He's actually, they're going, you're number one, but now you made yourself number two. They go, you were number one, now you're number two. And they're telling him, he gets madder and madder. They're like, sir, you are in charge. He goes, what psyop is this? They're like, sir, you are the boss. I'm not saying I am the boss. It's a metaphor for all of you being the boss. You have to see things, research things, make your own decisions about them. But you've got to do deep research and understanding to have that. You can't just speculate and go, oh, I bet they threatened to kill him. No. They came to him and said, listen, we can take control of this. Use these files against the bad guys so they get out of the way. And it'll help the economy. It'll crash everything if you do this. So what do you want to do? And Trump goes, I don't want to hear any more about this. Go. I'll tell you later, which means, you know. But he never says it. And then we're telling him, dude, they're going to stab you in the back. Plus, it's the wrong thing to do. You're joining the conspiracy if you do this. Don't do it. Don't do it. And see, with me, you're going to get a real consigliore. You're going to get my real counsel. I'm not going to sit there and whisper little nothings like Grimer worm tongue in your ear. You're going to get what I really think. The Trump is, the people are, everybody is. I mean, without getting into it, folks, just so you know, okay, like obviously this is the real deal here. And it's not them even trying to butter me up. I've had all sorts of foreign governments, the Russians, you name it. Oh, we want you to meet with the head minister. We want you to meet with such and such. We want you to have dinner with such and such. I'm not going to say who. We're talking the top. They really want to consult with you on how to stop this and to understand what they can do. And that's because I'm seen as one of the top analysts in the world for wide spectrum analysis and information. So when you're getting all this up here and people go, God, it's complex. He jumps around. He says this. He says that. He wargames this. He wargames that. Because I don't have all the answers on all the issues. All I can do is tell you what I'm thinking instead of giving you simplistic crap. We'll be right back with more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm going to get to this Schultz clip and analyze it. Stay with us.
Might as well go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
Take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting two bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you. You take it, and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations. It's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, methylene blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of methylene blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization, when you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to the alexjonesstore.com right now and getting methylene blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming. And when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck in Bohemian Grove, the only person at that time to ever get footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed. You find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear, only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. Big Balls almost got killed, being carjacked, and Trump has personally reached out to Big Balls. The legend of Big Balls continues to grow. Oh, they're big and they're bouncing. Remember the good old days of Doge?
Well, I'm ever, ever class high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all.
Big balls.
And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the best balls on the ball.
These are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
Over $6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
He's got big balls! She's got big balls!
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does. So the legend of Big Balls grows. He saw a woman being carjacked and came to save her. And President Trump yesterday, in between flipping out over Epstein, saying it's all a hoax and it's BS, and creating a new Streisand effect we're about to get into in a moment, he just announced he will personally be calling Big Balls shortly following him being attacked by youths. But as we learn more about the story, he was saving a woman. Big Balls is a hero and absolutely deserves this. Trump also floated sitting in the National Guard of D.C. to quell crime, which is out of control because the Democrats run it. This needs to happen. I totally agree. Here's President Trump.
Are you considering taking over the D.C. police? Is that an option on the table?
We're considering it, yeah, because the crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually, they were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital, and we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness and includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last. And I'm going to call him now. We wanted to give him a little recovery time. We just put a call into him. They're calling back in a little while. But he went through a bad situation, to put it mildly. And there's too much of it. We're gonna do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what, and that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're gonna beautify the city. We're gonna make it beautiful. And what a shame. The rate of crime, the rate of muggings, killings, and everything else, we're not gonna let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
Yeah, Big Ball's family were defectors to the U.S., helped bring down a bunch of Russian spies. And then they also have one of my favorite chips. I didn't know this until I read about the news. I love Lesser Evil chips out of Connecticut. Not much comes out of Connecticut, but I guess those different onion ring type things that don't have a bunch of toxic garbage. I love Funyuns, but they're full of MSG, so they taste better than Funyuns. They're not a sponsor. They should be. I ate quite a bit of them. But side issue, he is a hero. He sees a woman getting carjacked. He goes and saves her. He gets beat up. And how many government employees, how many police, how many aides to Congress people, how many state reps in Maryland, all over the country? I mean, crime's bad. Our own reporter, Jamie White, got executed by guys that said they're part of La Reconquista, Get the Gringo, the black guy that shot him with him, bragged in a rap song how he killed the white guy. Shot him with a 9 in the neck. It's bad. And then you get the mayoral candidate. I mean, he's got the nomination in Minneapolis, so he'll win, just like the Islamic communist in New York, saying white people commit the most of the crime, and they're the number one terror threat, and they're a scourge. Remember the video? And I'm not attacking black people in general, but it is a small percentage of black people, a small percentage, 14 to 25 of black males, that commit around 40-plus percent of the murders in this country. And by the way, most of the people they do kill are other black people. And then you've got a disproportionate amount of Hispanic crime, not by the average Hispanic, but by a very small group of Hispanic gangbangers. And so when you talk about that, in a response to being told white people are committing epic amounts of violent crime, it's not true. Asians have the lowest crime rate than white people. I mean, it's known. And then we respond and say, hey, there's not an epidemic of white supremacist attacks. There's not an epidemic of whites. Remember when there was record levels of blacks 3-4 years ago attacking Asians in New York and other places? They ran headlines. The epidemic, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, of white on Asian crime. When we look at the numbers, it doesn't even really exist. I mean, go in some Asian grocery store, or, you know, gas station, say, have you been attacked by any white people? No. We all know that's not true. So I don't come out and give these statistics out, on average, 15 to 1 black on white crime, because I want to bash black people on average, because 95% of black people aren't committing any crimes. It's that 99-plus percent of whites aren't doing anything. So don't you blame me. Don't you make me bring up the statistics. I mean, here's a case point example, and I'll move on to the Trump stuff. Okay? Well, let's pull up his photo. Okay. Army Sergeant Cornelius Redford, 28, named as gunman who shot 5 soldiers at Fort Stewart as chilling 911 call release. In fact, let's try to pull the call up. I forgot to tell you. Now, look, probably went postal, probably wasn't racially motivated. Here he is. But the point is, can you imagine if a white sergeant shot a bunch of people? It would be burning cities. I mean, you saw what happened with George Floyd. So we have to point this out and say there's not an epidemic of white people doing stuff. I mean, are there whites going postal and kill people? Absolutely. But I didn't jump on this yesterday. I didn't even cover it yesterday. It came out, it's a black guy. I wanted to wait and see. Looks like he went postal. Probably wasn't even racially motivated. I'm not going to make it that. But it's a black guy. Now, what would have happened if it had been a white guy? They'd have put a Hitler mustache on him. Possibly white. kind of like the guy shooting people in New York last week. They knew he wasn't white. Oh, possibly white. So this is what it's like to be a white person. Now, there are white people poisoning the food and water and shots, and it is mainly white people doing that. And it's the globalist death cult. And most of them are white. Oh, you got Tedros and others that are involved. So when it comes to serial killer eugenicists that are high IQ and like to kill with cover, it is white people. And, you know, I got to actually say, in a weird way, Mayor DeCamp, the incoming mayor, he'll win, the Somali, hates America and says he doesn't run for Somalia. Actually, he's right. The number one terror threat is white people. Not the average white person, but actually the poison shots, Albert Bourla and Fauci and all the rest of them, it's killed over 30 million people, according to insurance actuaries. So actually it's true. White people are the number one serial killer threat. But it's not the average white people. It's a couple hundred people like Bill Gates, who I'm on every day. You know the number one cause of death for black people in North America? It's called an abortion doctor. Over 50% of blacks never make it out of their mommy. About 20% of whites never make it out of mommy. Hispanics haven't really gotten on the bandwagon yet, so it's what, about 10% of Hispanics never make it out of mommy? Oh, but you don't hear the new Black Panther Party talking about who really kills the blacks. They don't talk about the poison shot makers. They don't. No. They want to tell you the average white guy fighting to make both ends meet, just like you, is out to get you because they want us fighting with each other. It's like the new South Park show. Christy Noem's out killing dogs and, you know, killing kids. Not happening. Just like machete kills, we now funded by Obama. Out, you know, Don Johnson out shooting pregnant Hispanic women. You know who's really shooting pregnant Hispanic women? The coyotes. And they're Hispanic. So stop framing white people when the statistics are clear. Stop blaming us. The white guy down the street isn't out to get you. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Albert Bourla are. Peter Daszak is, and we've been trying to get their asses arrested for a long time. Because you notice, no matter whether you're white, brown, or black, whether you're Asian, doesn't matter, they're trying to hit every damn one of us with the poison shots. Just like Isra Islam said. In fact, I didn't air that. I aired the raw footage, but McBreen made a nice little promo with the actual documents he's talking about. Maybe you can find that. Because see, if they can get us all divided against each other, they can win. But we're all getting chemtrailed. We're all getting hit with fluoride. We're all getting hit with poison shots. We're all getting hit with 5G. They're coming after all our sons' penises and all our daughters' breasts. And so the way to stop this is for white people to stop bowing down when Soros runs Black Lives Matter and says bow down to white to black people. He's saying bow down to my agenda of globalism and communism and transgenderism for black men. You're not helping black people when you bow down to the left saying they represent them. You got to have respect for yourself no matter what color you are. You got to know your history. You got to know who your enemy is. I want to unify people against the globalists. And that's why I'm their number one enemy. You can cover the truth, but if you use it to divide, they still win. But not if you use it to unify against them. And that's the rest of the story. Here's Isra Islam.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, "In earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people." He said, "But now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control," end quote.
It was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are diehard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us. Their government, black folks waking up, they're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Well, he's been vindicated again. Kyle Serafin, the number one FBI whistleblower in modern history, with so many other heroes like O'Boyle and others, on the first day of the administration, said on X, we have a vetting crisis of who they're bringing into the FBI. We can put that X post up on screen. And he specifically spotlighted the Jan 6 ringleaders before, during, and after, and then persecuted all these innocent people, the little old ladies being led in between the velvet robes. And boy, they tried to get him indicted. They went to Senator Grassley and said, this guy can't be trusted, and Grassley rejected it. They never hired O'Boyle back, that exposed all the stuff Obama and then Biden were doing, targeting the Catholics and the parents at school boards, saying we don't want transgenderism and DEI taught, and our girls getting raped in the bathrooms by boys that say they're girls. And now he's vindicated, and it shows a good turn. Trump administration forces out FBI officials, the very people that Serafin exposed. And he was hammering them this week because they're so scared of good people like Serafin exposing. Vetting crisis continues. You talk about finger on the pulse. We'll get the latest on this with Kyle Serafin, now popular podcaster and journalist and analyst. and look at Epstein and his latest inside baseball on that, and Trump doing another bizarre 180 yesterday. We're going to look at Epstein. We're not going to look at Epstein. It's a hoax. There's nothing there. Now we're going to look at it. Now we're not going to. Oh, my God, it's BS. Don't look at it. It's a hoax. I mean, Streisand of Streisand. Kyle Serafin, we're going to break here in a few minutes. I know it doesn't feel good to be vindicated, but it's got to feel good to have these top guys out. What is the analysis on this?
Alex, you know I'm not one to kind of toot my own horn, and I actually tend to underplay what I think I know about going on in the Bureau. What I heard was is that Kash Patel was watching one of the podcasts that I did earlier this week and one of them from last week and was screaming expletives, and that resulted in the removal of this guy, Brian Driscoll. The story is, and I can give you the long-form version a little bit later, but essentially Kash said he wanted that pilot that I highlighted on Monday on X, got a viral post with about 3 million views, and we showed that Chris Meyer, who was the case agent on the Mar-a-Lago case against President Trump. So that resulted in the search warrant. Apparently, Kash asked for that pilot to be removed. Driscoll is the guy who was the former acting director of the FBI when Kash came in. He was the number one guy. He got moved into a cush spot where he was in charge of what's called CIRG, the Critical Incident Response Unit, which handles FBI tactical, all of FBI surveillance, and it also happens to have the fleet of FBI planes and jets. And so that means the pilots answer to him at the top level. He was asked to get rid of this pilot. Driscoll said, no, that can't be done. He's a combat veteran. He's an American patriot. He actually didn't want to do the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and all that stuff was problematic. And Kash told him to do it anyway. And then my sources tell me that about 2 hours later, Driscoll got an email saying that you're going to be removed effectively on Friday at the end of this week.
Well, I'm so mad at myself because you called me over a week ago and said, would you like to break this week all this stuff with this pilot and being the Mar-a-Lago people and all this? And I said, yes. And then I've had family issues, family health issues. I was dealing with family, my dad and stuff. And then I said, yeah, let's do Monday. And then I've been so busy, I forgot you broke all this. And so this is kind of like we're having our own private discussion right now. We'll unpack all this. But wow, like you say, you don't usually toot your horn because who wants to get indicted if we piss these people off? But we have a responsibility. And maybe I subconsciously, I said I wanted the story, but maybe I subconsciously didn't push it because like, oh my God, let's explain why Patel flipped out when we come back. Cause this is people are like, what's he talking about? How does a pilot have to do with all these J6, you know, ring race being fired? Cause it's not just one, it's three of them. We'll explain it all with Kyle Serafin, who is really putting his neck out there on all of this. So I just realized when you started saying, oh, wow, I dropped the ball. It doesn't matter. We're going to carry the ball now. It's okay if you fumble, if you still win the overall downs. All right, hour number three, straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes with top FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Stay with us. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. The pills, the gummies, it's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones